We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Potus Doulos apparently tried to kill himself. He is the Connecticut man accused in the murder of his estranged and missing wife, Jennifer. Earlier, there was word that he had died, but the Hartford Current reporting that a faint pulse was detected after 30 minutes of CPR by first responders. They say he was rushed to Yukon Health, where he's now unconscious and on life support. Doulos was out on bail and was due in court today. When he didn't show, authorities went to his home in Farmington and found him. Mayor de Blasio is touting the city's community schools program on the heels of an independent study saying the program, aimed at confronting child poverty, succeeded in improving attendance and discipline and in moving students to the next grade.
What do we see across all our community schools? We see better graduation rates than we're seeing in comparable schools that don't have the community schools initiative. What do we see? Particular progress in math. What do we see? And this one's really important to all of us. Decidedly lower absentee rate.
But the RAND report also says there's little evidence of improved test scores at community schools, though that could be because the program is still in its early years. A new bill being considered in Albany would give New York one of the nation's most lenient pot possession laws. It would allow folks over the age of 21 to possess as much as 3 ounces of marijuana, more than the 1 or 2 allowed in most states that have legalized the drug. Supporters of the idea say higher possession thresholds would help people from getting wrapped up in the criminal justice system. U.S. Attorney General William Barr is in New York City today. He's meeting with Jewish leaders in Brooklyn to discuss the rise in anti-Semitic incidents. This is at the JCC in Borough Park.
I'm extremely distressed by the upsurge in violence, hate crimes committed against the Jewish community.
Barr is outlining what his office will do to strengthen its fight against anti-Semitism, specifically looking at the issue of incitement, the fine line between the First Amendment right to free speech and when someone is criminally inciting violence. Well, the meeting comes as swastikas and anti-Semitic messages were found written on walls, the walls of an apartment building on the Lower East Side, outside the door of a woman who had lost relatives in the Holocaust. Another 3 of Harvey Weinstein's accusers are expected on the stand at his rape trial and sex assault case in Manhattan today. These are women whose accusations are not part of the criminal charges against him, but with whom prosecutors are trying to establish Weinstein as a sexual predator. Weinstein is accused of assaulting Mimi Haley in her apartment in 2006 and raping another woman in a Manhattan hotel room in 2013. Haley was on the stand yesterday. The other accuser could testify later this week. Weinstein denies any non-consensual sex. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation is considering a plan to approve a controlled cull on state property only to lessen the deer population on Staten Island. Currently, the city is neutering bucks, but Congressman Max Rose says that's not enough.
Mayor de Blasio says when it comes to controlling the deer population, the buck stops here. The mayor says the deer sterilization program is working. Andrew and Ed drive for much of the day, but they tell me very different tales.
When it's the season, there are a lot of deer on the roads, on the streets, on the highways. Staten Island's usually full of deer.
Not on the roads. I mean, I really haven't ran into any of them on the roads.
Congressman Max Rose has taken dead aim at the mayor's claim, and the decorated war vet says he may dust off his hunting rifle. John Montone, 1010 Winds, in the Dungan Hills section of Staten Island.
The annual Hope Survey was conducted last night in the city. This is the homeless outreach population estimate for which volunteers go block by block around the 5 boroughs looking to count the number of homeless people living on the streets. Mayor de Blasio was among them. The survey is designed to help the city more accurately deploy outreach workers. It's also used to help secure federal funding for homeless services. The man who was convicted of a sexual assault in East Harlem 36 years ago, has been cleared of all charges. The New York State Supreme Court granted a joint motion today to vacate the conviction of Rafael Ruiz in light of newly discovered evidence. On his way out of court, Ruiz stopped to talk to reporters about the 25 years he spent behind bars for a crime he did not commit.
I was thinking about my freedom all the time I was in there, the best way I could. And hopefully I could reach out to somebody who could help me.
He went on to say that today feels like a huge burden off his shoulders, adding he looks forward to living a good life moving forward. Ay-yi-yi, Dikey the dog gave drivers a serious scare last night when the 4-year-old Shiba Inu got loose and started darting through traffic on the FDR Drive. Cops were called to the northbound lanes near the Manhattan Bridge at around 9 p.m., where a Good Samaritan risked his life to save the animal. He and Police Sergeant Carlos Nieves managed to get Dikey to safety, and the sergeant contacted the owners. The big reunion video was posted on Twitter. The American Museum of Natural History is celebrating its 63-foot Great Canoe in an exhibit celebrating the history and tradition of Native Americans of the Northwest. Curator Peter Whiteley tells 1010 Winds one expert, Hayoops, explained how the canoe was used.
When Hayoops was inside the canoe and looking at it, he was telling us stuff that we had never noticed before. Now, the canoe's been here, as I say, for 140 years almost, and there are still things that we are learning about it and able to understand.
He says the Great Canoe will be featured in a new location at the Northwest Coast Hall. A new study out of NYU Langone could add magic mushrooms to the mix for treating the emotional side effects of cancer. It found that even a single dose of psilocybin, a compound found in magic mushrooms, provides long-term relief from anxiety, depression, hopelessness, and even the fear of death commonly seen in those battling cancer. This is when prescribed in conjunction with psychotherapy. Researchers are suggesting its use in both hospice and for those with terminally ill cancer. The study is published in the Journal of Psychopharmacology. A desperate effort to save his life, a 9/11 first responder from Long Island needs a kidney.
The Esposito family, a family of service and a family of tragic circumstances. Sal Esposito's brother, Lieutenant Mike Esposito of Squad 1, was killed at the World Trade Center, as was his firefighter cousin, Frank. And Sal, now 62 and a machine operator and first responder, needs a new kidney. And he needs it now.
Dialysis, whatever anybody says, it's taken a toll on me, mentally and physically. So stress on the heart, and I have a heart condition. I've had a heart attack. I've had a stroke.
After spending weeks digging through the debris by hand at Ground Zero, Sal Esposito hopes someone can save him.
I'm hopeful. I already had a couple of people went up to get tested for me, and they just didn't pan out.
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds on Staten Island.
Suffolk County has launched an investigation into its own Department of Social Services. This follows the death of 8-year-old Thomas Valva of Center Moriches, who, along with his brother, was allegedly forced to spend the night in a freezing, unheated garage. The official cause of death was hypothermia. And now the father, 40-year-old NYPD officer Michael Valva, and Valva's girlfriend, 42-year-old Angela Polina, are both charged with second-degree murder. Thomas Valva had displayed signs of autism, and so County Executive Steve Ballone says he's also assembling a task force that will look at how CPS handles cases of children with developmental disabilities.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.